shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on!
That's my Fred Fowler radio voice. The Blitz is on, and I'm having to pretend to be Fred Fowler because Fred Fowler's not with us. I know you guys all love Fred, but he is, we live in trying times, and Fred has caught the coronavirus, unfortunately. And he succumbed to it very quickly in his sleep last night. And I don't know what to say other than, you know, God bless him. We loved Fred, and he was a good man. He was a loving father and husband. He was a semi beloved radio personality in this town, and unfortunately, Corona strikes again. And all of you who said that the masks won't help you, I guess you were right, because Fred wore a mask and he died in a mask, doing what's commonly known as breathing in your own CO2. I've heard that's very dangerous, and that's what Fred did. And it's unfortunate, but the show will find a way to go on without him, because that's what we do. I really don't want to talk about this all day. Don't tweet me about it, because I will read Twitter throughout the day, but send texts, because I don't read the text line, and that will make Fred good. He'll feel good, because if Fred were alive today to read the text line, he would be the one who read it. So if you have like a tribute or something meaningful, like where Fred impacted your life, and you want to share that with Fred's in spirit, please, 713-780-3776 is the number for the text line. So share your favorite Fred moments on the text line, and don't talk about them on the show today, because we're trying to move on. It's sad, like I said, but we've got a program to do. If I'm not mistaken, Josh Ennis is still in. Josh, you still around?
Well, I apparently wiped out multiple people earlier this week, and now I've come in and I've taken the Falcons job.
Yeah, look at you.
Look at me.
Scab.
Look at me. Is it a scab if someone dies or no? Is that how? I don't know if that's how scabbing works. I'm not sure.
That's a great question, honestly. I don't know. I'm not sure the answer. I don't know what the proper term is, but I like scab. Because it's kind of a funny thing to call someone.
Well, then I'm a scab. I have knocked out three people here in the last like 4 days. So I'm really doing well.
It'll be me before long.
Yeah. I've got my plans now. I'm King Scab over here. I'm trying to take over everybody. How do you know I didn't just bring the Rona into the building for the sake of taking people out?
You may have. Well, I didn't know you were going to kill me. I just meant like I've attached my, you know, I've attached my name to your career now. So I assume it won't be long. Before I'm out of work, at least.
It won't be long until I've been fired, and everybody goes, boy, you really blew that one, AJ.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to those comments.
Why didn't you just stick with Will Cain? You could have played it safe.
Yep, I could have played it safe. How was day two of the Josh Ennis show on 97.5?
Oh, it was fantastic, and we ended things by trying to figure out people who were dead or alive, and that all started based on me saying that Sheena Easton was dead. And evidently she's not. But here's a question I have for you, right? So sporting events, who knows when people are going to be able to attend them again. I have an issue with people that would want to go see a game if there's only 15,000 people there. It would seem like a terrible time. But I was reading about concerts, and this was from Atlanta, and all the stuff they're going to have to do to get you into concerts now, which includes a temperature check, asking questions like, are you healthy or how's your health? Which will really go well when there's some morbidly obese cat that walks up and he's sweating. It's like, hey, how's your health? Listen, I'm just fat, dude. That's what I'm dealing with. I'm fat and it's hot. It has nothing to do with the Rona. So that'll lead to another, I bet, like some sort of discrimination or some sort of legal issue. They're going to put people in like little boxes. They're going to tape off little sections of the floor at clubs so you can watch the show. You have to order your beer from your phone. And my favorite, you have to text about 15 15 minutes in advance if you have to take a leak, and they'll give you a number. And then once your number comes up, you get to go take a leak.
That's tough at a concert because you never know when the moment's going to strike.
And that's what I was telling Tyler. He goes, I like that. There's no line. Yes, but if you've been, you know, knocking back beers all day long and you've been enjoying this show, like, you don't know when you're going to have to take a leak. That's the hard part of all of this, is going like, you know what, I'm going to plan 50. It's not like your ovulation, you know, calendar or something where you're like, well, tonight we're going to get pregnant. You don't know when you're going to pee. You know, so you can't plan 20 minutes in advance. Like, yep, I can't wait to go pee. What if you don't have to pee? Then you waste your opportunity. This isn't like riding, you know, Space Mountain at Disney World or something, you know?
Yeah, but I'll also say, I mean, if you have to pee immediately at a concert, chances are good you're going to be waiting in a line anyway. So I guess you're just sort of waiting in a digital line.
I don't like it. I would just rather not go to a concert or go to a sporting event. I'll wait to go to things until everybody can go and it's somewhat normal. I don't need to go to a sporting event. Like, who would want to go to an LSU football game or a Georgia football game if there's 15,000 people there and you have to text to go take a leak? It sounds like a terrible time.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun. That loud breathing into the microphone tells me one thing. The ghost of Fred Fowler has come to visit
wow.
us from beyond. Fred, I've been working my Ouija board here, trying to get you on the air. Can you hear me? Can you give us a sign?
The bar here in hell is awesome. I just had a shot of the devil's own, and it was awesome.
Oh,
you guys got
to
get
down
here,
Fred. It's good to have you. My goodness. There were many people, were very concerned that you had died from the Rona. A couple people, please tell me you're bleeping joking from Chuck. So Chuck, yes, I was bleeping joking.
Who would have believed that? The way
actually,
you delivered that, who would
you know
have believed
what,
it?
Josh, you laugh, but there was a different time we did this on the show where I spent the first 15 minutes talking about Fred because Fred was like, I don't know, he got in a car accident or something, and or he couldn't get to the office in time. So I just made the first segment of the show that Fred died, and it was a really tragic thing, and we took calls on it, and like people were genuinely upset.
Explain to me how I'm the scummiest person in the history of radio. You're like, Josh, I had to pull a lot of strings to get you on the air, and you're like, yeah, this is now the second time I've told my audience that my partner died, and they believed it.
Listen, Fred is what we would call high risk, okay? So...
I keep telling you, knuckleheads, man, I'm the Keith Richards of radio. There is nothing that can kill me. You should know that by now. You could pour battery acid on me, and I'd jump up and laugh at you.
You'd be like the Joker.
Yeah.
Well,
why
the audience
so
is that, but that's the thing. That's what you do, Josh. You like. Sometimes you let the audience think that something horrible's happened.
Yeah, like your partner's dead for the
right.
second time. Like, yeah, that's it's not like, hey, you know, the team just fired the coach or something. Like, nothing like that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, by the way, my at-risk partner here is dead from this disease that's killed 100,000 people. Yes, I'm sorry. He is dead. We are now moving on. If you could have planned it, you should have had somebody that was already standing by to be the new co-host of it.
Well, that's why you were here. What's funny is Aaron texted me, and he reminds me the first time that we did it, Raheel was filling in for Fred because Fred had a dentist appointment. He had some kind of broken tooth or something and had a dentist appointment. And people legitimately bought it. But the great thing about it is once you start a show by saying, hey, this radio guy that you've listened to for 10 years and you probably care about is dead, and then you find out he's not dead, it's like it's a positive. It's like, oh, well, I mean, it's better than him being dead.
Or
so.
Do people get angry about that, though? Like, are they almost more angry that you pranked them that this person was dead? Or is it a relief? Or I don't know how people feel about Fred. If it was me, they'd be pissed off that I were still alive. I don't know how it is for Fred.
50-50.
That's better than my odds. It'd be like 95-5. Yeah. Like, damn it. We thought we were getting the other guys back. Damn it.
And you know what? I wanted to bring something up, Josh, while you're on.
Yeah.
Because the president, I don't know if you heard Nancy Pelosi call the president morbidly obese on television.
Oh, I got Hold on. I got thoughts. I don't want to interrupt you. It's your show. But the term morbidly obese really irks me, and I'll tell you why. Because the body mass index is a farce. It's a 100% farce. I'm 6'2". They're like, yeah, you should be weighing about 165. To me, morbidly obese is like John Candy. Like, that's morbidly obese. But me, I'm technically morbidly obese. By like 150 pounds, I'm morbidly obese. So don't tell me the body mass index is a farce. I hate the body mass index. It means nothing to me.
Well, that's what I was bringing up is, you know, it's funny. It is kind of funny to hear because you know that that probably enraged the president to be called, especially by Nancy Pelosi, who's I say this all the time about eyebrows. I don't know what eyebrows on women are supposed to look like. I know what they're not supposed to look like. They're not supposed to look like Nancy Pelosi's eyebrows. Those are crazy.
She looks like Vampyra. She's got those kind of eyebrows.
It's a really insane look. But I know that the president was probably losing his mind that she called him morbidly obese. And I started chuckling at the thought of that. And then I realized, I'm probably considered morbidly obese as
100%
well. 100%
you are considered morbidly obese. I guarantee that.
So, because I'm 6'3", and my weight during this time of, I don't know if, what we want to call it, my time of self-isolation. I'm weighing around 245.
So how tall are you?
I'm 6'3".
So you're 6'3", 245. You would fall into 6'3", 245. You would be in the, you'd be right below the morbidly obese. You're just obese.
I'm just regular obese.
You're teetering. You're right in the middle of extremely obese and overweight.
Okay.
Is where you fall right now. So, and just think, and like, but that's the same terminology they use for someone who's 600 pounds. How is there no different? Like, basically there's morbidly obese, and that goes from like 6'3", 260 to 800 pounds. Like, people that have to be lifted out of their home with a crane are in the same category as you.
We're the same. We're both equally obese. But I wanted to give you props because you've lost weight during self-isolation somehow. Like, while all the country's been shut down with pandemic, is a restaurant that you usually go to shut down, or how have you been losing weight?
I've been doing this intermittent fasting. I don't really eat much better, but I don't eat basically from 8 p.m. until about noon every day.
Except on the weekends, right?
But on the weekends, I do a little bit more. Because I was on there with you on Saturday, and I'm chugging beers and stuff, like these 8 percenters from St. Arnold. I don't remember the last half of our conversation. Whenever the 8 percenters and 7 percenters start hitting me, like I look human and I look like I'm working, but to quote American Psycho, I'm just not there. And I was just not there. And we had a fine conversation from what I was told. About halfway through it, I don't remember any of it. Not proud of that. But, I drink a 4.2% beer the same way I drink a 7.5%.
That's kind of my problem, too.
That's a huge one because I like it when it's ice cold. I don't like the beer to sit there for 15 minutes. So chug-a-lug, and before you know it, you know, I'm double drunk than I normally would be because I really like a good Shiner Light Blonde. It's good in the shower. It's a shower beer that I like. I like to just – I sound like a real degenerate, which makes me fit in, I guess. But I fit, like, I'm a degenerate. I sit in the shower before these Saturday podcasts I do and drink 2 Shiner Light Blondes in the shower because it's fantastic. But the same way I chug that one, I will chug an ARC car. And it's like, then I end up dead.
Yeah, it can get you. Well, Josh, I appreciate you filling in for Dead Fred.
Now that he's Drop Dead Fred, that's who he is.
That's right.
I hate to break it to you young guys, but I ain't dying anytime soon unless it's Houston traffic. And as long as we're in the Ronaverse, I don't have to worry about that.
What if you get that twisted nut thing again?
Oh, God.
I've already had that once. Can't happen again.
It's like chicken pox?
No, I had surgery to fix it.
Oh, I thought maybe parents like sent their kids to a party at Chuck E. Cheese to get twisted nuts, and then nobody got it anymore.
No, I think his cord got twisted up or something. But your cord can't get twisted again?
No, because when they went in and fixed it, they tightened it up so that it can't happen again.
Yeah, but you know you're getting old. Are you having less sag than a regular person your age?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's like when they after they fix your knee, it's going to be better, right? Because they got rid of all the problems with it. That's That's how my testicles are.
Are you bummed out that you don't have old man balls? Because like you live as long as you have, and you expect to have like the hangers.
How low were they?
Well, it was only one of them, and it was really odd. I just woke up one morning in just incredible pain, and called my wife and said, "Hey, man, I this kind of sounds awful, but my ball's killing me." And she looked it up online and said, "You need to get the emergency room right away." And it's called testicular torsion, and it is the most painful thing I've ever been through in my life.
I enjoy how you and called this... your wife. You go, "Hey, man, my balls hurt. What should I do?" I could have Googled it. It's like, "Hey, hun? Hey, not a hey, hun." Or it's like, "Hey, man, my balls hurt. What do I do?"
I couldn't get off the couch. I could barely reach my phone. I mean, I couldn't even move.
Josh, the way this happened was Fred was tying his shoes, and his ball got caught in the laces. It was a horrible thing.
I had been on a drunk bike ride the day before, and I'm pretty sure I did something then.
It got caught, like, got caught in the spokes, like a baseball card.
Exactly. Listen, if I still have a perfect liver after all these years, as my doctor has told me, there ain't anything that's going to kill me that's not a moving vehicle.
That's so true. So when the boy who cries wolf, when I do finally come on here and tell you that Fred dies, no one's going to believe it. But they'll find out from some other source other than me. That'll probably be fine.
Well, yeah, I'll probably.
I'm not what you would call a newsman. So I'm allowed to make up stories.
Well, I'm sure it'll pop up on Twitter as "Thank God that dickweed's dead." So.
All right, Josh, appreciate you hanging around. Hear Josh 2 to 4 here on our station. Check out his podcast on Twitch, 8 o'clock, something like that?
Yeah, I'll be on tonight live, 8 o'clock.
All right, the Josh Innes Show. Appreciate it, man.
See you guys.
All right, I have to tell you about Lightstream. And if you're paying more money in interest than you need to on your credit cards, how about this? You can refinance your debt today with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. You can quickly roll balances from multiple credit cards into one single monthly loan payment. How about this? I don't know what you're paying on your credit cards, but you can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. And most national credit cards are 19% or more. I'm not good at math. 5.95, considerably less than 19%. Plus, no fees. The application's quick and easy, 100% online. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. So if you've got your cards run up during this whole Rona problem, go ahead and check them out because you can get those numbers way down. Apply today. You can get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And no, not dead. Just, you know, one of those little. Like yesterday, we had some problems with a battery dying in this thing and some connection issues. And then today, Tyler and I are doing the same thing we've done every day since this thing started, and it wouldn't let me in. And Tyler is a smart. He figured it out, so that's why I wasn't here. But had nothing to do with me being died.
You being died?
Me dying, excuse me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I like that new term, me being died.
Being dead, whichever. Okay. I'm alive. And
you're alive and kicking.
I will be for a long time. I hate to break it to you. I know you want me killed off so you can get somebody else in here, but... unless you're going to hire a bad driver to clip me,
you're
not gonna
stuck.
Happen.
I want to give a shout out to our boys out at Kobo's Q. I went out there. They did their those birria tacos today. Birria. I don't know how to say it.
Oh, nice.
You know me. Oh, my God, Fred. These things were so damn
good. Are they good?
Oh. It was money. I took my kids out there, and we ate out. So the restaurant, it was actually closed, but I have a radio program, so I convinced him that I needed to be served off hours, and he was like, okay, fine. But it's the first place that we've eaten other than home in forever. So it was kind of, we were on a, outdoor patio by ourselves at a picnic table, but it was still eating a meal somewhere other than home. So I guess that was my first meal out at a restaurant. It wasn't, I didn't have a waiter, and it wasn't an indoor or an outdoor or an indoor restaurant, but it was sort of the same thing. That food, though, if you haven't had these tacos, I guess he's doing them like Tuesdays and Thursdays. You've got to pre-order. You need to pre-order. They're amazing.
Okay.
Oh, it was so good.
Okay. Well, what time do they open? Can I get out there before the show is the question.
I don't know. But you also have a radio show, so I guess he'd probably make it work for you. You just have to talk to
him. Yeah, I know, but I don't like to go to that, I don't like to go to the big shot card.
Oh, I'll let him know. I'll let him know about you. Also, because I was out there, and the last time I was out there at his place, I was picking up food to deliver to first responders. I don't know if you remember a couple weekends ago I did that. Well, while I was out there, when I was taking the food to first responders, leaving the restaurant and going to their homes, I got ticketed, apparently, by the city of Humble for running a red light. Have you experienced this red light camera ticketing system?
I have not, because I usually don't get to areas that have red light cameras. But I have experience riding with you, and I'm not shocked at all you ran a red light.
Yeah, I mean, and literally, it was a decision, and they send you the video of it. And it's one of those where I'm pulling up to the line, like I'm probably about to cross the line as the light turns red. And at that point, you've got to make a decision of, is it safer for me to slam on my brakes here or just go for it? It wasn't an egregious run. I'll admit, right. It looked like maybe I was a little behind the red light. I get that. It wasn't egregious, and I think it was in the best interest of public safety for me to run it, but they sent the ticket to my house, but it's not a criminal citation. So it's not like one of these things where you can go to court and go. It's like, I guess it's like a civil thing. So they can't put points on my license, but apparently they can come after me in collections if I don't pay it. So I'm torn on whether or not to pay this ticket.
So I've gotten multiple of those things, a few from downtown Houston, and then I got one in Sugar Land for taking a right on a red. And it said I ran a red light, but I clearly stopped, took the right, and then they sent me one of those tickets. But so Houston got rid of all these red light cameras. They said they're unconstitutional or whatever.
Damn right they are.
But surrounding cities still have them. And whenever I got the one for Sugarland, you had to make the check payable to City of Sugarland, but it was some P.O. box in Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm like, why would I pay this? And I don't think I can't remember if I paid it or not. It was only like $30, but I want to say I didn't, and I like nothing's really happened. So maybe take that risk, but it's pretty stupid that they outsource this kind of stuff.
Mine is $75, which feels like if I'm going to have to pay $75, a cop should have stopped me, and they should have been like, okay, you're using up resources here, like a cop's having to spend part of his day but writing you this ticket, so it's going to be $75. If it were $25, $30, like what you're talking about, okay, you got me with this silly camera, maybe 75 seems egregious for something where there was no you know, there was no not letting me explain. Which, by the way, this doesn't show it in the video, but I'm delivering food to first responders, so I'm basically doing superhero work in this instance. And are they ever going to give Batman a red light ticket? I don't think so. I was doing the right thing. So
yeah, I gotta say, City of Humble, you suck. If right. you're ticketing a guy who's delivering food to first responders during the Ronaverse, yeah. and you're trying to collect money, whoever's responsible for that, you need to crawl up and die.
You know what it reminds me of, Fred?
What?
Do you remember after Harvey came and I was out the day after Harvey hit and I was out in a kayak and I was trying to do water rescues. I was helping people get out of their apartments and stuff. Imagine if I ran a stop sign in my kayak and they sent me a ticket for it. That's basically the same thing, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. You know what? We'll have Lawyer Dave on today. I bet he can tell you what to do about it because he's a smart.
The problem is,
I'm pretty sure she already paid it. Well, she shouldn't. I don't even realize why these things still exist and where they exist.
A lot of people from that area are saying they're all over in Humble. The one that got me was 59 and Will Clayton. But a lot of people are saying 59 and 1960 is the one that gets them.
Well, I'll just tell you, Humble, you will not get me. I will not go through Humble. Sorry. You want me in your town? Get rid of that crap. A lot of people saying they're from Humble. You don't have to pay them.
Oh, well, too late. It's already done. So my wife just sent me a text saying it's already done. So $75, Humble, you got me. You're not going to get me again. I'll tell you that much.
Well, bleep you, Humble, and everyone involved with that. I really do. Go crawl in a coffin and bury yourself, please. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And you know what? I could see this happening in Humble, AJ. You're taking some sick kids for treatment, and they ticket you for too many people in your car.
Exactly.
I can see that.
Come on. You know, you try to do something for the people. That's the worst.
That's ridiculous. Do we have Lance? No? Yes?
I did not see that. Let me call him.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And I'm not saying Sugarland no longer has red lights, but Steven says they can go to hell along with the people who give $90 tickets in San Francisco for having your wheels turn the wrong way when you park. Wow. What was that, Tyler?
Lance is at 5, not 4:30, he said.
Oh, okay. I read it wrong. I thought it says 4:30 on the rundown and Jerome at 5:30. So.
Oh, Aaron crossed out 4:30 on mine and put 5.
Okay.
So
you have an updated one is what you're telling me.
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah. So did you see what Houston Media Critic sent us? Just feels like 106 degrees outside.
No.
Gross. It does. I had
it's warm today.
And for those of you who are trying to kill me, I actually went out for a run this morning. And then this afternoon, there's this empty lot near us where I take the dog and throw her the ball. And I probably should quit doing this because I always tell her last one, and she knows that's when it's time to go inside. Today I tell her last one. She goes and gets it and decides, nope, I'm not ready to quit. And so I chased her for about a half mile. She got out the one area of the place that's not enclosed. And it felt like 106, and I'm an old fat guy chasing a dog that thinks it's a greyhound. And she would run 30 feet and stop, and I'd run right up to her, and then she'd take off again. And so, yeah, I got more of a workout than I planned to today, thanks to that idiot. So,
womp womp.
Yeah, and Mott also says, are you upset for getting cited during a pandemic when there are far more serious issues? kind of. Well, you know, I honestly, why are you even doing that in the Ronaverse?
I don't know. I mean, listen, red light cameras, it seems like from what I've been reading now is the governor banned them. How right. are they still getting away?
Apparently, A32 says they allowed cities with contracts to keep them until the contract is up, which is why you don't have to necessarily pay them. Hmm. That would have been nice to know before you paid it.
Well, yeah, they got me. All right, well.
Bastards.
What are you going to do?
Just tell your wife to stop payment on whatever card she used.
Okay, that's what I'm going to tell her.
Yeah, they don't deserve that. It's not like you were Ed Oliver or something and out drinking and driving and using guns and whatnot. You were doing a good deed.
Right. Well, I did have drugs and guns in the car.
Well, yeah, but you have a license for the guns.
Right. They were legal guns. Not illegal guns. So, and the drugs they were for my friend. So it's not even a crime, really.
They belong to someone else. I forgot they were in there. That seems to be the common refrain for that. Yeah, yeah, that works. Oh boy, 713-780 ESPN is your number. I kind of feel like if you're at that line, and it switches on you, then that shouldn't be a ticket anyway.
That's where I'm at. Like, if it's egregious and I'm running into traffic, there was nobody coming.
Well, when they had those things in Houston, I almost caused more wrecks slamming on the brakes than I did trying to run the light because I didn't want to get a freaking ticket. And it just – now, when you go downtown and watch people run red lights 6 seconds after they've changed, then maybe you think, maybe we should have those things.
Yeah.
But there should be some lenience, man. I mean, it's one thing to go through a stale yellow and it changes while you're there. It's another thing to just, you know, 5 seconds later, you're going through when five cars have already gone through the other way. That's a little different, but. Oh, well, what the hell else have we been getting into?
What else have I been getting into? I don't even know. Yeah, that was pretty much it today. I did some work. You know, I'm still having to work, unfortunately. I want one of those jobs where I don't have to work and I still get paid. That'd be great. I'm actually, you know, I'm thinking we may start going into the office. I'm going to talk to AD a little bit more about safety protocols. We may start going into the studio again next week. It looks like things are kind of opening up and you know, we've got some things that we can put in place to make sure everything's getting disinfected between shows. And if we can do that, then, you know, we might as well be in there.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm ready. It's in fact, if I hadn't been able to connect, I was thinking, well, I'll just jump in the car and head to the office.
Right.
I'd be there by 4:30. So it wouldn't be that big a deal. But, yeah, I'm down with that whenever you guys want to do it, because – I don't mind having this as a backup in case, you know, you're too sick to come to work, but not too sick to do a show.
Right.
But I'm more than ready to get back into the studio and get my Twitch people back and, you know, just try to get some normalcy going again. And, you know, I don't know if I'm going to start going to restaurants and stuff yet, but I mean, work, that's not a big deal. And there's not that many people. There's us two in there, and Tyler or Aaron is always behind the glass, so it's not like you're interacting with that many people. I got a bunch of work done today, too. Got both columns written for the week, and one of them was based on the conversation we had yesterday about Akeem Olajuwon. I kind of went back and took a harder look at his career.
Mm-hmm.
There was a 4-year stretch, and see, people won't remember this because, especially with Jordan, you know, When you look at the end of the career, Jordan was so much better. But after Akeem won his second title and Jordan only had three, there really was a discussion on who was better at the time. And obviously, when you add the whole career up, it's a different animal. But he had a 4-year stretch where he was as good as anybody in the league. And it started the year before they won the title. when they played the Sonics and went to Game 7 and lost 103-100. That team, that group that was the starters, basically they added Mario Elie and Sam Cassell the next year, and that was the team that went on and won the first title. But the two titles the year before and the year after, he put up ridiculous numbers for a center especially. And you know, throughout his career, he was always good, but those 4 years, he was fantastic. And at the end, obviously, he trickled off quite a bit. But and I'm not saying he's in the conversation with Jordan, but I am saying he's in that conversation with the best centers. And when you talk about the best players ever, I think once you get past LeBron and Jordan, there's a group there that his name needs to be in. And you know, along with Tim Duncan and Kobe and I think Shaq belongs in there too. I don't understand why Shaq and Hakeem don't get much love nationally.
Well, it's again, I think it's people who go back. Nobody wants to say somebody's better than Wilt or Kareem.
Right.
They're old school.
But anyway, that's the if you're interested in kind of the evolution of Hakeem's career, which I saw up close and personal because I covered him at UH. I knew the guy who covered the team really well the day he showed up on campus and just followed his entire career. And to me, he was kind of the quintessential Houston superstar because here's a guy from somewhere else, came here and made Houston his home, played here in college, went to three Final Fours, and was not the best player on any of those teams until the third one. And he just developed into such a fantastic player. He learned so fast. And it was, I mean, I saw his early games there when he was just this raw talent. And when he blocked the ball, he'd block it to the other side of the court. And it took him a couple of years to teach him, hey, block the ball to your teammate. And then you get a fast break. And it was just fun to watch him evolve. So that's the column for tomorrow if you're at all interested in what he was. Because I guess there's a lot of people who, frankly, just don't remember how great he was. And if you want to see him at his very best, go back and watch that series against the Spurs when they won the second title. When they went through, that team went through a 62-win team, a 60-win team, a 59-win team, and a 57-win team to win the title.
Pretty amazing.
So, yeah, so that's, you know, there's a lot more to it than that. I didn't just give away the whole column, so you still have to read it.
All right, you know what else is amazing? TGS Insurance. Guys, this is one of the fastest-growing agencies in the entire state of Texas. And why are they growing so much faster than your average agent? Well, because they've made getting a quote and actually saving money on your home insurance really, really easy. And when I say easy, I'm talking about like send a text message easy. They've already shopped the home prices for every home in our entire area. They know what you can be saving. So the work's already done. It's just time for you to start saving money. Grab your phone, text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You reply back. You'll get a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And these guys have over 1,000 reviews, nearly perfect online rating. The average customer saving nearly $900 a year. And you don't need to wait for your renewal. TGS will save you money immediately. They'll get you refunded on your previous policy and get you locked into this new rate and start you saving money. They're open right now. Text the word money to 232323 and start saving today with TGS Insurance.
ESPN 97.5. Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. A couple things from the text line. Somebody asked if they're blocked. Apparently not. Somebody else asked, what are your thoughts on the players possibly taking pay cuts to play? 1970s players showed up to make an average of around 100K in today's rate. I don't care what 1970s guys did. If you want to play, you got to take a pay cut in this situation. And guess what? We had to do it. I mean, everybody's had to do it. Almost everybody I know that has a job has had to take a pay cut. So I have no problem with athletes doing it, and if they don't want to and don't want to get paid and don't need to, then that's their business. But in order to
I'd rather, in pick, order I'd to rather have... play baseball for half the amount of money I was going to make than make $0 not playing baseball.
Exactly. Exactly. And I feel the same way. I'd rather work for less money than not be working at all.
Exactly.
And it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's baseball or anything else. So, yeah, I think I got no sympathy for those guys, especially the Blake Snells and all these whiners. I mean, goodness gracious, guys. Look at the world around you. Now, this is not just happening in sports. It's happening everywhere. And, you know, so, yeah, I'm sorry, but I have zero sympathy for those guys. None whatsoever.
Yep.
So, I don't know if you're interested in this, but apparently it's been a big deal for the Snyder Cut version of Justice League. Have you been following this?
Yeah.
The original director. Apparently, they are going to release the Snyder Cut. And curious if you are all that interested in it.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm going at them. I mean, like I said, I watched that Birds of Prey movie the other night. It was good. It wasn't anything, like, incredible. You know, I didn't run and tell my friends, oh, my God, you've got to watch this thing.
Right.
I don't know what... and it sucks because... And I really like Batman. Like, I think Batman's one of the cooler superheroes. Unfortunately, Batman in DC Universe is, like, he's kind of the only cool superhero. I get Green Lantern's cool, but they haven't figured out a way to do a movie with him that's good.
No.
Superman is, I mean, Superman's great, and he's like, he's Americana, and he's, you know, he's like the world's first great superhero. I get all that, but he's so powerful that it's almost not even fun. Like, it's hard to make a movie where you feel like there's ever a threat that Superman's not going to win. You know what I mean? It's almost like Hulk Hogan back in the days. You knew Hulk Hogan was going to win the match. No matter how much he was getting beat up, you knew he was going to start shaking his hand on the third time on the sleeper hold, and he was going to kick him in the face and leg drop him and get 1-2-3. That was just what was going to happen. That's how it feels with Superman. And then, like, their other big guys are Wonder Woman, who is – that movie was good. It wasn't nearly as good as people made it out to be. And then Aquaman, who's Aquaman – it's really hard to get excited about him. And the Flash, who runs fast. I just feel like DC doesn't have as good a heroes as Marvel.
Well, I like the guys they cast in those roles. I just don't think the characters are very interesting.
That's where I'm at.
And I thought, I mean, I didn't hate Justice League as much as everybody else because I did like those guys. And I thought Affleck was a really good Batman.
I thought he was great.
And Henry Cavill might be my favorite Superman that of all time. I think he's terrific, but the content just wasn't there. And Steppenwolf, come on, that's your villain. But you're right about Superman. He's just they have to invent ways to keep coming up with kryptonite to have one thing that can slow him down. And yeah, that's no fun. When you can't lose, it's like it's all, the themes of all my writing. If you can't lose, it's not gambling.
Right.
But I'll watch it. I think I'm curious because it wouldn't shock me if this version is actually worse. But it's become such a big deal to see the Snyder Cut that I want to see it. And I kind of hope it is worse so that you can say, hey, you know what? Maybe you should have kept this buried, sir. But yeah, apparently it's going to be out, so there you have it. And we haven't talked about this, but May 31st, Governor Abbott says sports can return with no fans in Texas.
Okay.
You going to see fans?
You going to see games with no fans?
Well, apparently not, because if there's no fans, I'm not a player, so I can't go.
Right. I mean, so what's it matter to us?
Matters to us if they're actually playing games like they are with the soccer.
Well, I guess. I mean, they're doing that in Florida already, though. Everybody who wants to play can just go to Florida and play.
Yeah, but it also opens up some possibilities for games to be played here. It doesn't matter in terms of are we going to go, But it does matter in terms of, hey, here's another place where they can play games.
That's true.
Where there's a lot of stadiums. And
okay. Then
so
it
I
matters
think it's a good
some.
Thing. But interestingly enough, hockey and soccer not included in this. So I don't know how that affects the Stars. I guess you wouldn't be having games there anyway. But and how it affects the FC Dallas and your beloved Houston Dynamo.
Why are soccer and hockey not included?
I don't know.
Because didn't they include women's softball in this thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's odd.
Yeah, I don't know what the issue is. Now, from what I understand, I think the MLS is probably all going to wind up in Florida as it is. And the last thing I saw in the NHL is they're going to put two cities together with 12 teams in each city for their playoffs. And it's either going it's going to be Las Vegas or either Columbus or Pittsburgh. So all the East will be at that one, and all the West will be in Las Vegas. And they'll play off. They'll play all the games in those barns, which makes sense. But, yeah, so pro golf, football, baseball, and basketball can also return at the end of the month. But not okay. soccer. Maybe they just don't like soccer. I don't know. But it's just, I think it's getting back to the things we've talked about before, where you're going to have centralized games.
Right.
And, yeah. But it just another place where you can actually have stuff show up.
Well, I mean, that's not you can't complain about it, I guess.
No. And somebody said maybe it doesn't include hockey and soccer because those are more contact sports than baseball or softball. Hate to break it to you, though, guys. It's not more contact than basketball.
No.
I mean, hockey's harder contact because you're running and trying to check someone. Or skating and trying to check someone. But there's a lot more contact in basketball. Every possession, right? Somebody's posting up and leaning into somebody. There's rebounding. There's fouls. Look at how many fouls are in a game. Basketball's a lot more physical game than I think people want to admit. And there's guys get scratched all the time. There's a lot going on there. I don't know if you saw this, but an expert basically said that if they're going to bring hockey back, then they shouldn't have fights or spitting. Okay, I'm totally cool with no spitting. I don't know how that's a thing. But you're already running into a guy. I don't see where the fight's a big problem.
Yeah. I don't know. No fighting. You might catch the Rona. Is fighting any more – you're more likely to catch it with fighting than playing hockey? I don't know.
No, I don't think so. Maybe don't drop your gloves. Just fight with gloves on.
Please,
that's, no different
that's the
than
move.
A hard check.
Yeah. Give them big balloon gloves and let them fight that way.
Well, 281, hockey and soccer are the Russian and Chinese sports.
Touché.
But yeah, so I don't know. It's kind of weird. I also saw that you see some of the restrictions they want to put on baseball. And one of them I 100% agree with, no spitting sunflower seeds.
You don't like sunflower seeds?
I think that is the grossest thing in the world, is anybody who is in public spitting seeds into a cup.
Oh, I don't spit them into a cup. I spit them onto the grass.
See, that's even worse. I for somebody who's such a germaphobe, for you not to find that disgusting surprises the hell out of me.
I mean, what's gross about it?
Because you're spitting something out of your mouth in public.
Right.
Yeah. Constantly. Not just once or twice. Not just I'm going to spit my gum out. But
that's not me getting somebody else's germs on me.
Yeah, you might get your germs on somebody else.
Well, I don't spit them on people.
You're spitting stuff into the air.
No, I spit down directly at the ground. It's not like I'm doing a fountain and like spitting seeds as high as I can.
Like you're controlling your spit.
Yeah.
Somebody's sitting next to you in the dugout, and they're spitting that stuff out. And, oh, they have perfect control over where their spit's going.
I mean, I don't sit next to anyone in the dugout. I've got a little box where I stand. It's corded off. Like, there's chalk around it, and it's my designated area. If I want to spit seeds when I'm standing there, I can.
I still think you're gross.
Okay.
And I think it's inconsistent with your germophobia, to be honest.
I'm not afraid of my own germs. I just don't want other people's germs.
Okay, what about other people not wanting yours?
Tell them to wear a mask or stay out of my box.
Of course, of course. Everything makes sense until it has to, until it involves you, right? And then if it's something you want to do, it's okay. Sound like my wife. I had to jump her on that one day because she's like spitting these things in a cup next to me. I'm like, dude, really? I'm going upstairs. I'm not having this. All right, let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.